within orthodoxy, we need to have an openness and learn from each other rather than say, oh, you're nuts, or you don't have the Spirit, or, you know, whatever. Now, again, let's go first by verse quickly. It says here, verse 2, for anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. Indeed, no one understands him. He utters mysteries in a spirit. Verse 4 says, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. So there's three things we see here. Tongues is primarily a form of prayer, because the one being addressed here is God. And verse 15 through 17 speak that way. It's a praise and thanks to God. And whereas prophecy is addressed to people, tongues is addressed to God. It's also non-cognitive in the sense that he speaks mysteries. He speaks mysteries in his heart. It's prayer in the Spirit, according to verses 15 through 17. Now, when we say non-cognitive, we're not talking about some frenzy or some out-of-control state. Verse 27 and 28, we'll get there in a second, but it clearly teaches you can start and stop it at will. There needs to be control, everything with order, Paul says. And then the third thing is that it's self-edifying, but the primary purpose is to spiritually build up the tongue speaker and not other people. It's prophecy that builds up others. And I've heard my friends who do speak in tongues, both in this church and outside of this church, and they've said, you know, it does just that, that when they're able to speak in tongues, it does something very special in their relationship with the Lord. Now, some would say that Paul is condemning tongues because he's saying self-edification's wrong. That it's wrong if you try to edify yourself. That's a bad thing. But you know, I really believe that's reading too much into the text. He never says here that self-edification is a bad thing. It's just a lesser thing. So self-edifying is good. I take it as meaning that. But it's even better to edify people. All right? He never says, in fact, in Jude 20, it says, build yourself up in the faith. So there's a form in which, you know, edifying self is a good thing. In fact, all the spiritual gifts, while they're intended to build up others, they also build you. I mean, when I'm preparing to teach and when I'm teaching, I mean, I'm getting built up. When you encourage somebody, that's your spiritual gift. You know, you get encouraged. So to summarize here, tongues is primarily a self-edifying, non-cognitive form of prayer. Next, we see that tongues is primarily for private use rather than meetings. Mainly for private use rather than meetings. Verse 5 says here, I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. He who prophesies is greater than one who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets, so that the church may be edified. So Paul's saying the prophecy is greater than tongues. Tongues is a lesser gift, and it should never be the emphasis. But that prophecy, there's a sense in which the others are built up as well. Now, if there's an interpretation, that's a good thing, because then there can be, it's like a prophecy to others. If God gives someone an interpretation, then the people can know what is being said. And so that brings up another spiritual gift, which is the gift of interpretation. So you might ask, well, how do you know the gift of interpretation is from God? You don't. It's the same as prophecy. You have to confirm it with the Word of God, and then you have to take it to prayer. So the interpretation is, again, it's not a club over the head, thus says the Lord, you have to do what I just said. The interpretation may be from the Lord. It's something you have to take and pray about. That's really the form of New Testament prophecy, and I think it would fall in this category here, too, of the interpretation of the tongue. Take it to the Lord, and you pray about it for your life. Verse 6, it says, now, brothers, if I come to you and speak in tongues, what good will I be to you unless I bring you some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or word of instruction? Even in the case of lifeless things that make sound, such as the flute or harp, how will anyone know what tune is being played unless there is a distinction in the notes? Again, if the trumpet does not sound a clear call, who will get ready for battle? So it is with you. Unless you speak intelligible words with your tongue, how will anyone know what you're saying? You will just be speaking into the air. Undoubtedly, there are all sorts of languages in the world, yet none of them is without meaning. If then I do not grasp the meaning of what someone is saying, I'm a foreigner to the speaker, and he is a foreigner to me. So it is with you, since you are eager to have spiritual gifts, try to excel in gifts that build up the church. So clearly he's saying here that tongues without interpretation, it's just a bunch of noise. It's like there's a clear distinction between noise and music. And so tongues without interpretation is noise. It's like being in a Russian church service. You may derive some benefit because people are smiling and praising God, but you don't